Welcome to the New Game Plus podcast. Probably need to do that again.
No. Right, I hope I don't laugh through half of this.
This is the New Game Plus podcast. This is the very first inaugural edition episode of a weekly podcast. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
My name is Nolan.
And thanks for listening.
Fight!
episodes, and we haven't gotten any better at what we do.
Go ahead. Start this episode.
We have started this episode. Nothing's changed. We're 100 episodes in, and we still are far from getting it together. In fact, we might have had it more together episode 1 than we do episode 100.
And you're surprised by this?
Absolutely true.
Look at our roster. We suck.
Of games that we've played?
No.
Of who we have up swinging. I got you. Swinging, that was a baseball reference, by the way.
I know, I watch sports a lot.
Welcome to New Game Plus. You're listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
I'm Nolan.
And this is episode 1.
Why? No drum roll?
Hun.
No drum roll? Dread.
Thank you.
Drum roll, please. And this is episode 100.
There we go. That's kind of crazy. That's a lot of episodes.
That's a lot of episodes. That's a lot of time spent with you guys talking about old video games. And the fun thing is, and no one knows this, we don't even like video games.
Or each other.
We saw a hole in the market.
Right? We knew where the big money was, and we just decided to get together and do it.
That's why this thing's just exploded.
So typically on these episodes, we look at a video game that we just played that's 15 years old or older, and then we talk about the different things about it. So the gameplay, we kind of just do an overview of like who published it, who directed it, who created it, art style, all of that, music. We talk about how it's aged, and then we come together and say, do we give this game our vote for New Game Plus status, which is a thumbs up or thumbs down? Is this game worth playing today? And so we've done that now.
Dang it, over 100 times.
Yeah. Is that how
well, that we've done 99 times. But then we've had some bonus episodes and some hidden content and all kinds of other
and
things.
And elements, yeah.
But this is our 100th official episode. And so we figured after 100 episodes of doing what's working, we would scrap that totally and just spend the episode talking really about the last 100 episodes. Because this is a pretty big milestone.
Big milestone. And it just so happens, and it's not just so happens, I mean, that's how it works, right? If we do a weekly podcast, 52, that's 104. So right around this time is our 2-year anniversary as well. Yeah. So we just wrapped it all up together as one big celebration. So thank you for joining us. As a part of this episode, we are going to, we've got a whole slew of things planned for you, and none of them are common. I mean, it's all unusual. We plan to, here in just a moment, we're going to kind of just look through some of the statistics of what we've accomplished numerically over the last 100 episodes.
We'll also take some time and look at some reviews and comments and feedback from you guys on the show that you sent in this week and that people have said in the past.
We are going to be looking at 3 previous NGP titles. That's what I'll call them, that we have played on the podcast that you, the people, have voted for us to revisit, whether you think we got it wrong, whether you think we got it right and you just like hearing people talk about it, or maybe our opinions have changed this week.
We're definitely going to have multiple shout outs to those of you that have been supporting us. Some of you have been
multiple
on the bandwagon from the very beginning, which is incredible. I just went back and looked, and in some of our earliest episodes, a few of you are commenting and that are still with us today. So that's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, having this awesome community be around and actually stick around for 100 episodes. And it's grown and it's changed, but so many of you have been there from the very beginning, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do the neatest thing ever, give away free stuff.
Yeah, we've got a giveaway that some of you have applied for, and we'll be doing a drawing and giving away a RetroPie.
Yeah, and we will also talk about what our hopes for the next 100, which is a long ways off, but we still want to talk about some of our hopes and what we hope to accomplish and add to the podcast in quality. So yeah, it's going to be a really fun episode.
So guys, let's start with this. You know that we started with one podcast provider, switched over early on a few months in, and we've been at SoundCloud ever since. And thankfully, SoundCloud's still holding on.
There's been three scares where they're like, we're taking y'all.
All throughout, right.
Uh-huh.
Chance the Rapper saved the day.
Yeah, thanks, Chance. This episode's dedicated
to you. He listens. Yeah.
Mr. Rapper. We've been on SoundCloud ever since, and so if it's correct, they maintain some stats, and I was looking through them earlier today from the genesis of our podcast or thereabouts. Okay. We've had about 26,000 plays, which is just okay. Good. It's admirable.
Okay.
We have had so many different listeners. United States is obviously the place that listens to us the most. Over 18,000 of them from the United States alone.
USA.
But,
USA.
But the second country that listens to us the most is Canada.
I thought you were going to say something really surprising.
I did too. I guess that makes sense. North America, sure.
And then the third. You ready for this one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I think we're going Northern Europe now.
I think we're going south of the border.
The UK is number three.
Okay.
And then it drops off fairly significantly with Australia, Germany, and the Netherlands.
Netherlands, y'all got to step it up. What's the deal?
Come on, Netherlands.
Last place for NGP listens?
Nolan, Kenny, I'm also looking at our most played episodes. Which one out of the last 99 do you think, or plus, I mean, over 100 episodes, which one do you think has been listened to most?
Okay, I think it's either going to be some of the most popular titles we've done, or maybe episodes that we've had guests with some crossover. And so, though it doesn't have time to build, maybe the Pokemon episode, maybe Final Fantasy VII.
But you got to pick one, Kenny. We're going to make you do this.
I'm going to say...
I think you're on track with your train of thought.
I'm going to say Halo.
Really? The Elements episode?
I don't know. That's a popular title. I don't even care.
You're so wrong.
Which one? Show me Nolan.
Okay. I think you're on to something with the guest. So... I don't know.
I hope it's the Sunset Riders episode.
Ooh, I'm going with Final Fantasy VII. Because people scrolling through see, oh, I love that game. Everybody loves that game. Whatever. That's a bad guess. What is it, Dustin?
I'm going to give you the top three.
Okay. Easy. If you give me the top three, I'll give you the top one, guaranteed.
Guaranteed not. Number three is episode 39, which was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. One of the worst games we've
played,
arguably.
Can we talk about that for a sec? Why is that number three?
I have no idea. Power Rangers, big thing.
Weird.
Power Rangers are sort of big, but not like huge.
No.
No, Power Rangers is huge. Number two, episode 21, Monster Rancher 2.
What?
Yeah.
Also weird to me.
But number one then makes sense, but Kenny's got no more clarity than he did earlier. No, episode 22, Vigilante 8 featuring Dan Q8000.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, he's been our biggest guest so far. And I think probably right in there, we must have had, I bet it was because of that. Okay, this is making sense now. Monster Rancher 2 was the episode right before Dan Q. So when people came to listen to Dan Q's episode, they probably listened to Monster Rancher 2.
Hey, maybe we should get Dan to come back on the show soon.
Hey, he's already reached out to us, and we've conversed with him. There's some plans.
There might be
that
something there.
And we have a couple other guests already planned as well. So some big stuff coming up right around the corner.
I wonder what our next highest episode will be. Clearly, we don't know what games we're going to play, but I have a feeling the Super Mario, like one of the Marios, will be up there if we market it right. Which
and
we
I think, Nolan, you had mentioned, but those episodes had time to grow and had time for more people to find out about them. So I think that some of even our recent episodes, I mean, I think Kenny's on to something, that some of our Elements episodes I could see over time just growing in number. Yeah, we'll just have to see. It all is based on the game. It could be, I mean, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue is in our top three. So
right. So
it doesn't have to be a good game.
Yeah, there's some other factor playing into those numbers.
So those are some statistics, but non-numerically, what are some things that we have accomplished or we have done in the last 200 years?
We're immortal.
In the last 2 years / 100 episodes, because we started this thing as just a mere podcast. It was just a weekly audio episode, and that's it. We didn't have a web space. We didn't have some of these other things that we're about to talk about. What are some things that we've just added and made available and just compounded this thing until it's become just this beast that no one can handle?
Is that what we are? I think one of the best implementations, this will sound lame, but when we moved to Patreon, so that's a platform for monetizing yourself if you're a content creator, clearly. But some like unexpected perks came with that. One of those being building our community even deeper. So like Discord is one of my favorite like things that we've introduced because it gave us a space to like have an ongoing conversation with our listeners and like share stuff. And
absolutely,
it led to collaborations and like it was a huge deal, I think. And like we did Patreon and I wasn't even thinking about something like that, but it happened.
Yeah, that's probably been the neatest thing, is going from, hey, write us an email and we maybe would read a couple of them once a week being our only interaction, to having people that we interact with throughout the week and talk about games with and share our life with and really just connect with on a kind of different sort of level. And that's been super cool to see. We've come a long way in terms of our quality and are continuing to prove a lot in terms of the equipment
we haven't arrived.
Oh no, we still have to learn what we're doing, but that's, we're slowly getting things looking and sounding better, a few steps and then steps back at a time. And it's also been just a really busy couple of years in like our lives. I know we're sort of getting outside of podcast area, but in the last 2 years, I've gotten married, moved to a completely new place, bought a home. Like life looks completely different now than it did for me before. And taking you guys sort of on that journey has been sort of fun.
Yeah, and you're not the only one. Like, all three of us have moved states, and obviously where we're living as well. So that affects to some degree the podcast, both positively and negatively. But it definitely, I mean, it's our
often
lives.
Often negatively.
Often negatively, where we have to relearn how to make things sound good and how to make things look good. Speaking of look good, another thing that we added is we're always first and foremost going to be an audio podcast, and that's what we spend the majority of our time and our focus and our energy on. However, we decided one of the ways to expand our influence and our reach is to take what we do in this audio format and just visually record it. I mean, at some point it was a no-brainer. Like, we already sit down in front of our computers, in front of a microphone, and we talk. So why not just turn on a webcam, capture that, and then put it up on YouTube? Yeah. And so
we were like, it's literally one click away, so why not?
Yeah, and so we decided to do that, and we're still working through all the kinks of that so that it becomes an absolutely standard thing. But our YouTube space is kind of just a relatively new thing, relatively, in the life of the podcast, like I said, in the last 200 years, that we are that we've introduced. And it's not only the video episodes, we've also done other video content as well.
Yeah, it's like First Plays was a pretty big deal, I think, in where, if you don't know what that is, that's where we would take the game of the week. One of us would take the game of the week and record ourselves experiencing it for the first time.
Failing
at it every time. But, and it's not weekly, but, you know, every once in a while we would do First Plays, so that's been cool. Again, pretty easy thing to do, but I think it adds a nice little touch to the podcast. This isn't something we've added, but just a comment on consistency, really. But like, I've had several people tell us since, you know, getting to know them or since we started, that have been impressed that we've done an episode literally every week, which I'm pretty proud of. I think that's cool. Like, even when we've had like out of town issues or moving issues or some of the things we've talked about, like, we still brought you something.
We've been great at finding a way to stay really consistent, even when it would have been easy not to.
Yeah, right. So I don't know. That's just us bragging, but I think it's worth saying. I think it's worth mentioning.
On top of that, because our patrons supported us so generously, we quickly reached a milestone, one of our goal levels, to where we agreed to producing an additional episode each and every month. And so we, a few months back, introduced the concept of elements. We decided to do it kind of in a serial, would that work? In a serial format, serialized format, in which it's one series, kind of one theme, and where we look at different games and look at one specific element, one specific characteristic of that game, whether it's gameplay, story, characters, music, or graphics, and then just do a deep dive into that. And that's proven to be a lot of fun.
It has, and it's been nice. It's given us the leeway to go sort of outside of the really, really retro stuff to stuff that falls into that, but then has the rest of a series that continues, that we've gotten to look at some of those other games. And I'm super in debt to you guys just for the fact that those exist, for making me play Portal, because I couldn't actually call myself a gamer and probably still shouldn't. But I've checked that huge title off the box and absolutely lived up to the hype, and I'm so thankful for those episodes. They're a lot of fun.
I love Elements. I think it's a great idea. I think it was Dustin's idea. I think it's so fun. I think it's a great idea for a show, so we just were like, hey, we'll have a second show.
Yeah, and it allows us to, I mean, it's just what Kenny said, it allows us to do something outside of the typical format,
right,
which we enjoy, we really love, and we're not going to change that even moving forward. We're maintaining the play an old game for seven days, talk about it in these different ways, but it allows us to stretch outside of that to some other realms and to have some other fun in some other ways, and it's been a lot of fun, and allows us to kind of produce a unique and different kind of episode than that we typically do.
Basically, we're incredible.
I mean, and with that, we've obviously gotten up a website now, and we've distributed our episodes through many different outlets. So it's not only just like SoundCloud or iTunes; it's also Stitcher and Google Play, and on our website, ngppodcast.com. We've been able to have some incredible guests, and I know we mentioned that as we were talking through our stats, but goodness, I look through our list of guests that we've had as a part of this podcast, and I see guys like Thatch and Jeff Stormer.
Have some really fun people. We talked about Dan Q, who we already mentioned.
SNES Drunk.
Fiesel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've had some great Brocincha, you know, Rabbit. We've had
She was so fun.
We've had so many great guests, and we plan to do that even more so in the future. We love having on someone to come and talk to us, because we always have them pick a game that's they're connected to, that's one of their favorite games, that it's a game that they played in their childhood. And when someone's able to just come and gush about something that means a lot to them, like, bring me on your podcast to talk about Final Fantasy VII and we'll just shut this down. Like, that's gonna be a lot of fun.
He'll just fanboy all day. Right. Getting people when they're passionate about something is always entertaining, you know, that just life that comes out of someone when they're sharing something they care about. And so that's been so fun. Well, that's what we think about the show. Why don't we take a minute and look at some of the things that other people have said about what we've accomplished in the last 200 years?
200 years, yeah, we're going to maintain that. So primarily on iTunes is where the majority of our reviews have come from. However, there are some from Stitcher and a few other places as well. And we've mentioned on our episodes, anytime you take a moment to rate and review, it's obviously great for us, but it also helps with visibility, helps other people find out about who we are, and it helps us to improve our show. So when you say nice things, obviously it feels good, but when you say nice things but in corrective manners or in ways that are like, hey, this is good but this could be better, that helps as well, and it helps us improve. Seriously, the way that we get better and have gotten better, hopefully, than our inaugural episode is because of your input, because of your comments, because of PMs that you've sent us, direct messages even that you've sent us, that that give us some direction or guidance, and it's been uber helpful in this process.
And let's switch gears, since we were just talking about ourselves so much, with this review from JRBGN. This is from iTunes. The title of this one is decent, 3 stars. I keep it in the rotation and listen here and there. I enjoy the premise of the show, but the conversation is often kind of stale and doesn't offer much in the way of unique insight or critique. In contrast to other podcasts I listen to, such as Retronauts or Watch Out for Fireballs, one thing that frequently bugs me is these guys don't seem well read on the history of the releases, sometimes even getting titles or facts incorrect.
So basically, we're going to quit. Thank you, guys.
No, look, are they right? They're right.
Yeah. I mean, at least in part. Like, we've talked about our contention with, and this was back in 2016. So
April
hopefully
2016,
we've addressed some things since then. But we talked about how, like, some of the time, since we're friends outside of this podcast, we can get onto conversations or topics or thoughts that's funny for us or that's meaningful for us that nobody else can connect to. So I could totally see how that could become stale.
Yeah, like, absolutely, we aren't well read on a lot of these. And we did say up front that we're like not professionals. We don't go to like cons, like Comic Cons and video games, like PAX and stuff, because
we're not
in the industry. I guess we would, but like, this is just us struggling through a podcast. It's not an excuse, but I mean, good point. Like, but again, hopefully we're better now over a year later.
And Kenny, you've mentioned before, and I really like what you've said about this, when we were trying to figure out what kind of podcast we were going to be, but you addressed multiple times early on that we're not first and foremost for educational purposes, but for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, we just want to have the experience of playing a game be something that you guys get to experience along with us. And so we try our best to make sure that we're informed, and we'll hit it and hit it right as often as we can. But when we miss it, we're okay with that. We don't want it, but what we want to do is we want to share the experience of playing old video games with each other and with you guys, and that's just fun, and that's what we want to do first and foremost. And so but we definitely care about making sure we represent the people who've made these games and give them credit and all of those things as well, as best we can.
Great review. Don't talk to me again.
This review is from Antonin, and he kind of just went on the other end, but he's been with us for a long, long time.
Classic.
And although on iTunes he gave us 5 stars, Antonin, I'm still seeing a 4-star review on Stitcher.
Ooh.
So,
oh, called out.
He said, one of the best gaming podcasts out there. He said, I really enjoy this podcast. The hosts have a great energy, a good amount of humor, and tackle each week's game with an open mind and using their own experiences. I've been listening to NGP since the second episode, and I have yet to miss a week of listening. Kenny, Nolan, and Dustin interact with the listeners frequently and even set up a Discord server, so it's a little more like listening to a bunch of friends try to tackle a myriad of awesome and awful games each week and doing it along with them.
Antonin is the greatest. Antonin has set us up with so many guests. We owe him like so much. He's even been on our show.
Oh yeah, as part of our 50. Is that?
Was it 50 or was it 1 year celebration?
It's right around the same.
We
right?
did something celebratory.
Okay. Yeah, he was on the show and talked about some of his gaming history, and we know him a lot better now because of Discord. But yeah, like he's connected us with like Thatch, who else? Everybody. Jeff Stormer.
I really like how he said that it's kind of like playing a game with your friends and then talking about it, because mm-hmm. that really is what it's become. When I shared some of the stats earlier and it was like 26 or whatever thousand listens or whatever, that's not a lot compared to a lot of other podcasts, right?
Like no, that's not by any means.
That's not a lot. For us, sure, we want more people to listen to the podcast, but what it has been with a relatively small amount of viewers is that we've been able to interact one-on-one with the majority of them that want to interact in that capacity. We know right. and understand that a lot of people just listen to the episode, and so that's fine. But those of you that want to take a step forward and play the game with us, then we can do that together. And it's just been a really cool way to interact with some people that we would have never met otherwise.
All right.
Let's take a look at one other person's opinion. So Random Red says, this is a great idea for a podcast, and one I wish I had, where they play through an old game and share thoughts about it after the fact. Great approach to gaming that's more about their friendship and less about high scores and scoops. So great review to follow up what we were just saying.
Yeah.
That this is just a fun experience for us and for you guys to play a game and be a part of it. And we appreciate the 5-star rating from Random Red.
So a few weeks ago, we had our patrons help us to cull down a list.
Oh, great. Is this the time?
It's the time.
To cull down a list of video games that we played as a part of this show. And then we took it to the masses and allowed them to vote on which 3 games that we should revisit as a part of our 100th celebratory episode. And so we're going to go into a little segment here called Retro Replay. And it's the first time that we've done this, and might be the last, but
definitely going to be the last.
We gave our viewers a chance to vote on the games that they think that either we didn't get right, or they just wanted us to suffer through again, or that was really, really good, and they wanted to see if we still enjoyed it or still hated it, whatever the case might be. They came up with 3 games that we played, and I think they were pretty good selections based on the games that we played. So Earthworm Jim, Jurassic Park, and Civilization 2. We're going to talk briefly about them one at a time, and then we're going to determine whether or not we have changed our opinion, and with the flexibility that if we have 2 of us swing the other way, then we will change the votes on our Retro Master list.
We didn't agree to that.
I'm so hopeful. We've got to. Why else would we do this if we can't have that option?
Okay.
So yeah.
I'm confident.
Earthworm Jim was the very first game we played. Why? I don't know. We decided, it was a terrible idea to start our podcast.
I think it's a great game in theory to start with. What we didn't know was the difficulty level of this platformer. It's a classic platformer, but it's one known for being almost punishingly difficult.
Let me say this. Earthworm Jim, Jurassic Park, and Civilization 2, we did not give our vote for New Game Plus status collectively.
Okay.
So they all received our thumbs down. So
like individually too?
No.
Kenny clearly gave
Civ 2 his...
Yeah, Civ 2 got my thumbs up. And
But just collectively, like as a group, because that's all that matters really, is none of these received our New Game Plus status. So that being said,
it's worth noting that in episode 1, we did not have our format like perfect like we do now. It's not perfect, but like how we break it down by gameplay, age, and then like an official NGP, we kind of did. It was like a rough, you know, iteration of that. So I don't know if that would matter now, but just a note.
So with Earthworm Jim, we did not like it or we had problems with it. We revisited it this week. Were your experiences any different?
Yeah, I got past level 2 this time.
Nice. And you know what? On top of that, I played those kind of mini game stages in between where you're flying away from the screen and you're racing, and I won that every single time.
It's because of all the chocobo racing you used to do.
It's probably what it is.
Or it's because we had really good discussion about the game, and when we went back, we were better.
Well, I think part of it for me, honestly, is I'm more versed in retro gaming and the difficulty of retro gaming now. You remember we talked
absolutely.
So many times that old games are harder than newer games. Newer
they
games
are.
Hold your hands. But I think in playing so many, Earthworm Jim was not near as difficult to me this time as I remembered it being.
Totally agree.
It's still a difficult game, but it's not unbearably difficult, I don't think. And I not only, that first episode, had problems beating the game itself because I'm bad at video games and this is a hard one, but I even had a hard time, like, figuring out the process of playing old video games. Some of it was even, like, technical and practical. And so there were all these hurdles. I'm pretty sure the first playthrough of Earthworm Jim, I was playing on a keyboard.
I think I was,
like,
too.
As opposed to having a controller,
yeah,
and
that's
it didn't feel right, and so you're hitting buttons and it's unnatural. We've come a long way and our, you know, improved our equipment and the experience, and so I think all of those things lend themselves to me being really, really glad that we've revisited this game.
I still think the soundtrack was fun. That was something that took away the first time, and I enjoyed it this round too. It's fun. It matches the vibe of the game, the very self-aware vibe of the game.
Yeah.
Really, like the OST was executed well.
I still think that's what this game does best, is that, like, tongue-in-cheek, we're going to make fun of other platformers, but do it hilariously with this hero that does funny stuff, and the humor and the, I don't know, just the Earthworm Jimminess of this game.
No.
It's unique and it's fun and kind of irreverent, and that has stayed, and I enjoyed that the first time, but enjoyed that even more this go round.
Dustin, what about you?
Yeah, no, I agree. It was a lot more. I remember it being super difficult and not being able to get past that Inferno Fire stage the first time that we played. And I breezed past it this time. Like, I didn't even get stuck at all. And the bosses are somewhat difficult, but once you figure out how to maneuver around them, especially if you're using save states, it's definitely doable. And then the water stage is cool with the in that you're in tubes and you've got these little submarines that can get you from tube to tube. Like, all of that I felt like was done really well. So much so that I'll just be the first to say that I do switch my opinion on this game. I did not give it my vote last time, and I patently do this time.
Kenny, what about you?
Yeah, I think we totally missed the boat on this one. We weren't good at what we do yet, and it partly shows. This game's still hard. It's still not my favorite platformer ever, but when you see this in retrospect compared to so many other games, the things it does do well, it does amazingly well. The controls are fluid. Hitboxes are a little big and some little nitpicky things, but it feels good, it looks good, it performs good, and you can tell it's really lovingly crafted and the tone of it's fun. Still harder than I prefer my games generally, but overall, it's a really fun, well put together game. And yeah, I'm gonna say it's getting New Game Plus from me this time.
Nolan, you too?
Yeah, I switch.
Wow.
I don't know why, like, okay, I don't know what games at the time I was playing that made me like this. I don't know. Totally easily give it because it, Dustin, you called it a cult classic in the first episode, I think. That's still true. I still think it's one of those, like, you either played this game or you absolutely did not play the game. But if you did, like, it is well executed and it looks great. And, like, the character is hilarious. It gets New Game Plus. We were really off. Really off.
Yeah, that's super interesting. So we are literally going to go to our Retro Master List and switch over this vote from a negative to a positive. And the first game in our podcast does now get New Game Plus status.
So stop sending that hate mail.
let's jump onto that second game, because this one is probably our single most referenced game of the entire podcast, which is, I think, why it made the list, because we talk about it so much. And we really, really ravaged this game the first time.
You and Nolan did.
Or at least, yeah, I'm going to say I did.
Dustin, you did not. You act like you were a saint during this episode.
I don't know if I gave it my vote. I don't recall. But I know that I didn't hate it near as much as you guys. And I was trying to defend it at least a little bit.
Yeah, this, like, we have used this game as, like, the benchmark for whether a game is really bad and miserable to play. And we've gone on to play some other really miserable games as well. And so, in my mind, because this one was so bad, it's not even a question of does it get New Game Plus status, but is a does it hold up as the benchmark of the single worst game we've played, or should we be referencing Yonoid and, you know, other terrible, terrible mistakes of games instead of Jurassic Park?
Yeah. We should really not have used Jurassic Park as the reference. We always say that. Oh, as bad as Jurassic Park. Super Godzilla was way worse.
Godzilla was a pretty terrible
game. There were a few others that were terrible.
Yonoid to me is hilarious, and I get a New Game Plus to Yonoid. But look, Jurassic Park was not the benchmark, but it still sucked. Like, there's no chance of me changing my opinion on it. It was too boring. And you didn't know how to progress. There was a level you literally had to trial and error a sequence of events that you had to do, go up to these computers and activate something.
Sure, but I don't think it starts over if you miss the wrong one. I think you just got to go find
computers in order. That's fine. I would still spend way too long on that level trying to do that. And it's like, why? It's not... I had no motivation.
I will say this week, I went back because I hated this game so much and played a little bit of the game we played, the NES version of Jurassic Park, again. But then I went out and played a couple of the other Jurassic Parks as well, just because I was curious. These came out later, but they're also Jurassic Park by title. There was a Super NES one, a Sega one, and there's actually some really fun Jurassic Park titles out there.
Sure.
And each have different things to offer, and so we may even get those onto our list and talk about them at some point, because they're totally different games. But the first one is still a bad game. Probably we were really, really just not feeling it that week because we ravaged it super hard, and it's a bad game, and so I'm unapologetic about it, but we may have slightly overstated it. I don't think any more that it is the worst game that we've played after revisiting it this week. It doesn't get New Game Plus for me, though. No way, never. No way, no how.
Okay, so for me, I enjoyed the game again, and I thought it, I don't think it's a bad game. In fact,
won't matter.
I don't know if I say it's a good game, but it's not a bad game. It's a fun game. I think the music is fine. I like how the levels switch up, so you're not just doing the same thing over and over again. I love where you have to rescue little Timmy or whatever the kid's name is and save him from the stampede of Triceratops, maybe, of those dinosaurs, and then in another one you have to save him by taking out a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Like, there's different bullet types, ammo types, there's all of those things. There's some bad decisions, your collectible items are just question mark boxes, and so sometimes that can give you more health or sometimes it can kill you, so you just don't know.
It's the worst.
So there are some design decisions that are bad. However, I don't think it's the worst game. I think it's a fun game. I cannot give it my vote for New Game Plus status, but I don't think it's a bad game by any means.
If you want a representation of this game, go to YouTube and look up the recorder version of the Jurassic Park.
Oh my gosh.
Music. That's what this was. I think we were so mad because we were on that whole... don't make a video game because a movie is successful, and that makes me very angry, and I think that's what played into my my intense hatred at the time.
Well, Earthworm Jim does get our approval now, thumbs up. Jurassic Park does not, thumbs down. But the third game was Civilization 2. Kenny?
I'm so afraid I'm about to have to get really, really mad at you guys, because you have been given a golden opportunity here to recant, to repent,
to
rethink, and to realize the error of your ways, and to join me in giving Civilization II one of the best, most classic early PC strategy games of all time a positive new game plus vote.
Hold that thought. Story time. It comes time this week where we're like, hey, we need to play Civilization II, and we go to Kenny because, well, Kenny would definitely have a means to play the game and give us a good tutorial. Dustin, the first thing in the directions on how to play Civ 2 was reboot in safe mode.
Yeah, so PC games are notoriously hard to play many years later,
why?
Unfortunately. Console games you can do a lot easier. PC games, just you have to do so many different things. But yeah, Kenny gave us a list of like 8 instructions to even play the game, and it started with reboot your computer in safe mode. And then something about
sketchy
legacy,
Here's the deal.
Did the same thing with StarCraft.
You basically had to click 2 checkboxes.
Oh, no.
You just had to do
it. It was not that.
In an area of Windows that wouldn't normally be front-facing. And it all you're doing is turning on an old component of Windows that they've turned off recently because they, I don't know, want to kill retro gamers' hopes and dreams. But these guys were rolling their eyes so hard at something that would have been a pretty, pretty easy fix.
Kenny, when you got around to playing Civ 2 again this week, you realized that it is really not a good game.
That's false. I played through an entire game of Civilization 2. I stayed up way, way too late at night instead of going to bed with my wife like I was supposed to. And I got to space before everybody else and won and relived the glory of my childhood. And had to make strategic decisions and laughed at the Chinese who wanted to declare war on me and
what
couldn't do anything.
Play?
I played as the Romans.
Listen, Civilization is a good series.
Absolutely.
No one is disputing
that. It's an amazing
that.
Series.
Civilization 4, one of the best ones, arguably?
I would say the best ones have been all the even numbers, 2, 4, 6. 5 was also pretty good, but not early on. They're all great titles, though. It's just been an amazing series. And it started here. Like, the first Civilization was like, oh, okay. But then this is the game that blew up this franchise into popularity and that everyone who likes old games should love. And I think you guys are going to make a mistake here.
Kenny, I can easily play Civ 6. I don't have it, but I watched people play it and I want it. I would easily play that game, no problem.
And it wouldn't exist without Civilization 2 and everything good about it.
That's all fine. That's nice. But when I try to play Civ 2, I'm so lost. And I'm stupid. Okay, that may be it. But I don't know. I get stuck. And there's just no intuitive. The new ones do a great job of laying out what you need to do and like the possibilities of what could happen and what you need to focus on farming and blah, blah, blah. But this one doesn't.
This is certainly one of those games that having played it and have the experience and knowing what you're doing even generally helps a lot. And if there was an easy way, I mean, the way when you played this game originally was they sent you the giant poster that you put up on your wall and it explained everything, which I kept for years.
Oh, that's easy, just like the installation process.
It definitely has a few more hurdles if you're learning the game for the first time. It doesn't have a great tutorial. There's some things that it doesn't do good, but those are worth overcoming to experience this game.
So, Nolan, do you change your opinion?
No.
Does this game get your vote for New Game Plus status?
No.
All right, don't worry, Kenny. I got your back. Civilization 2 has some great things about it. The silly videos that is used by some of the representatives of the different things, currencies that you're trying to go for are entertaining. They're silly, they're crazy, they're ridiculous, but they're entertaining. What Civilization 2 has done to project and promote this series into greatness is absolutely wonderful, and that cannot be understated. That's what Kenny had mentioned. Completely agree with that. So I maintain my opinion and think it's still just a really bad game, and it's unintuitive, and it's hard to follow, and it's hard to enjoy, and it's bad and does not get my vote for New Game Plus status.
Oh, you hurt my heart.
Oh no, Kenny.
You just don't know.
Kenny's changing his mind too, though. He doesn't like it.
He's like, yeah,
no,
you're right.
No, I'm changing my mind about being on the podcast.
No!
No. I'm okay with the fact that we sometimes get things wrong. I'm upset that this is where we did it. But there's other places that will also miss the boat, and that's okay. But I'm actually really, really bitter. And
are we still on for dinner?
We had just a few people write in and wanted to read their emails very quickly. Yeah. Jess wrote in. She said, happy 100th episode. What is wrong with us? We made terrible replay decisions with this poll. Democracy obviously doesn't work. We obviously don't know how to make decisions for our own benefit. I played Jurassic Park and Earthworm Jim, but I probably should have played Civ 2.
That's
Earthworm
true.
Jim at least is obviously crafted with a lot of care and attention, even though it has plenty of flaws. Meanwhile, Jurassic Park is so bad, I want to get good at it to teach it a lesson. In 25 episodes time, somebody check in with me about Jurassic Park, because by your 150th episode, I'm going to break the speedrun record for it for revenge against it being so awful. I'm going to hate play that like whoa. For the first time in 100 episodes, I finally convinced my husband to play a game of the week with me, and I wasted it on Jurassic Park. Oh my gosh.
Oh no. I hope you hate play it so good. I hope you hate play it till you can play it in your sleep.
Hate speedrunning JP is a slightly dumber idea than I originally thought, now and that I've said it out loud. Anyhow, I hope that I hope the randomizer picks a great 101st game, because I definitely don't give either of the games I played this week New Game Plus. Hope that if anybody picked Civ to play along, that they loved it. Congrats, and here's to the next 100.
I did play Civ along with myself, and I did love it, so thanks.
Jess has been around a long time as well, and always sends in some really great commentary. Like, I think she's the most consistent viewer that plays along with us, which we often encourage. And so thank you so much for that email, but also all of the other ones that you've sent in.
Absolutely. One of our producers, Zion, actually wrote in. Good to hear from you again.
Welcome
man.
Back, sir.
He said, I have not written in much the past month or so, but going back on these games was fun. I played a little Earthworm Jim and watched some playthrough of Jurassic Park. I think we can put that one to bed till the 200th episode. As for Civilization 2, I just haven't had time for that one, but want to try. I love that that's the same for every single person.
It's a big game that is on PC, so it is harder to like find an access, and it is a much bigger time commitment. You can't sit down and play a 30-minute session of that and haven't done anything but like sort of start. And so I get that. I get it.
Congrats to the three of you on 100 episodes. I hope for 100 plus more. The podcast just gets better and better with time. Thanks to all in Discord, people from all over the place coming together and talking about my favorite topic, games. Thanks once more for all the gaming experiences. It's been a blast. I can't wait to see what you guys have in store.
Thanks, Zion.
Yeah, great.
I totally agree. I love our community.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for your support, man. And then finally, we couldn't have a 100th episode without reading an email from Bill.
Bill.
Hey guys, I didn't have a chance to play any of the games this week, but I had to write in and congratulate all three of you on hosting an awesome podcast for 100 episodes. Getting to know the three of you over Discord has been great, and your podcast makes Mondays much more bearable. I've been a patron of yours for nearly a year now, and it's been money well spent. The special episodes you put out for patrons are well worth the price of admission. I look forward to another 100 eps. Congratulations.
Thanks so much, Bill. Yeah, Bill's been long. He's been on the episode on the podcast too.
Yeah, yes.
And he has supported us, like he said, monthly but also weekly with writing in, and he is the king of trolls in our Discord, which every Discord needs one of those. So
we've got a little emoji, emoticon of Bill's head. So
his face. Yeah.
Come to Discord to check that out. His bald, beautiful head. hey, so we have some people to thank. And that is, first and foremost, can we just thank our viewers? Like those, and we call them our viewers because in like episodes 1 through 10, Kenny would not call them listeners. And so now we just stuck with viewers, just in spite.
But now we have viewers with YouTube.
And now we actually have a few viewers. So
I knew what I was talking about.
Want to thank those of you that just simply listen with your eyes and or your ears. That's probably the majority of you. I know that we talk about our patrons, those in Discord, often because those are the ones that we interact with most. But this is a podcast, and so most people are probably simply listening to the episodes on the way to work, your commute in the morning, or during your workout, or while you brush your teeth in the morning, or there's many different places, but you probably just listen, and so you've never talked directly to us, and we never directly to you, but you are the reason why we do this. That's why we started this, just to connect with each other, Nolan, Kenny, and myself, but then also to provide just people with some audio content to listen to regarding retro video games. So thank you guys for listening to us consistently over these past 2 years.
Yes, we really owe it to those of you who have been consistent, but like anyone who just hits play on any episodes, like looks through our catalog and is like, oh, I love this game. And we've said multiple times at this point, but we started this because we're friends and we like video games, and we thought it would be a cool idea. And I'm so glad we started it, because even without like a huge following, I've still gotten enjoyment out of it. Content creation is fun to me, and this is with my friends. So having other people join us for that has been awesome. So special thanks to everyone that listens.
It really has been great. Those who do go above and beyond and even go past listening to support us, we are absolutely humbled by it. Our patrons, our producers, everybody at every level who says, hey, this is something that we enjoy experiencing with you guys enough to support it in a tangible way, just means the world to us. And we're looking forward to another 100 episodes as well.
Yeah, and we really plan and have, but continue to plan with the money that's coming in. None of that is going to us as individuals. it's all going back into the podcast. And so we've used that for subscriptions. We've used that for web space. We've used that for hosting fees. We've used that for upgrades. And we will continue to do so as we move forward into these next 100 episodes. We're going to continue with the same format. We're just going to up the quality and continue to up the production value of what we're presenting to you guys. And you'll actually start to hear some of those changes and see some of those changes in episode 101.
Yeah, we've got some things that we've been talking about and some bonus content coming out that we've wanted to drop at this big 100 mark. And we're going to take the excuse to do that. So you're going to see a whole bunch of new stuff and some small changes, some big changes coming your way right around the corner.
Nolan, I think it's time to tell them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
We have mentioned a couple times in this episode that we have moved over to YouTube for some of our episodes. We're in the process still of uploading the backlog of our episodes, so from way back in the day, but we've been uploading our newer ones as well with video. We want to provide you with even more content on YouTube because we think it's a great platform and it's fun to watch stuff. So we are going to be releasing blind plays. So a let's play of a game that we have never experienced before. Dustin, do you want to let them know what yours is?
Yeah, so I for the first time, and it's crazy that I've never really played this game before.
It is crazy.
But for the very first time, I am playing through a Nintendo 64 classic. And really, I believe Nolan's favorite or one of his favorite games.
You could say that and be correct. Yeah.
Ocarina of Time. So it might be the same as yours, Nolan, but my idea is to release one episode of that weekly every Friday is kind of the idea there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about 20 minutes or so of just straight up Dustin experiencing Ocarina of Time for the first time with no guide.
So great.
With
no help. You're playing it without guides?
Yeah, without guides. So
I'm going to watch. I wasn't sure I was going to watch.
Here's my struggle. I'm multiple hours into it, and I have so few hearts, and I have so... because I don't know where to find things, but...
You just, heart pieces. You so rarely play games that way, and I love the experience of diving in and figuring a game out organically, that if that's how you're playing it... I was going to watch anyways, but I'm double watching now. I'm... Yeah, sign me up. Like, I'm subscribing to our channel now.
Yeah, and so you will find some cuts in there, because I'll just be wandering for a long time without any kind of any kind of success. But then there are times where I just leave it so you can kind of see me struggle or see me randomly find things or stumble upon things, and it's proven to be a lot of fun. And so we'll release those weekly. But Nolan, you're doing one too, a very different game than the one that I'm doing.
Very different. Still a very popular game. I'm playing through Dark Souls for the first time, blindly, no guides, no nothing. That game is very hard, and I'm doing pretty good so far, but I'm literally like in the first area still. So I know that this is Bradley, one of our producers' favorite game, or favorite series at least, the Souls games. And so I so far am loving the series. It's challenging, super fun. So I also will be releasing those on our YouTube. And our hopes in doing this is really just to have fun. I mean, hopefully the YouTube channel will also build there. But yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know about you, Dustin, but I've had a lot of fun recording and then editing and then, you know, getting those up. So those will be we'll start releasing those, I mean, immediately.
Yeah, right? This week. When you're listening to this episode, you should be able to go to our YouTube, which you can find that link on our social media, and find the first episode of my blind playthrough of Ocarina of Time and Nolan's of Dark Souls.
Yeah.
We have been promising people for weeks now that we were going to celebrate 100 with a birthday present, with a present of sorts.
Close enough.
But not for us, but for one of our viewers. We talked about getting all of our viewers something, but that gets really expensive real quick. And instead decided we'd give one viewer something really, really cool. And so we are sitting on a RetroPie and ready to give it out to someone who has interacted with us and put their name in. Oh, literally.
There's the raspberry.
Nolan's hyping
right
it
there.
Right there. That's the Raspberry Pi. And it's going to come NGPified and ready for you to plug in and throw some games on and enjoy some good retro gaming action.
Absolutely. And so the way that we did this is anyone that has subscribed to our YouTube has an entry, and then anyone that interacted with us via social media this week has an additional entry. And so you could have up to two entries. We've got all of the names put into the randomizer here. Are we ready for this?
Do it.
I'm totally ready.
I'm pumped.
All right. The winner of our first ever giveaway and the now proud owner of a New Game Plus RetroPie is Michael Herman.
Oh,
Michael Herman. Sweet. Thanks for signing up, for listening, for following along. We'll be in touch and get that sent your way as quickly as we can.
Yeah, we'll reach out to you. If you hear this, you can reach out to us and we'll connect, and we're going to send this to you and hope that you now have access to a whole catalog library of games that maybe you weren't able to play before, and that should give you even a better opportunity of playing the games with us on a weekly basis.
Speaking of games being played on a weekly basis,
yep.
I think it is now time for us to do my favorite thing. On the whole
show. What is
your
favorite thing?
It's not just talking to you guys. It's not ranting about how wrong you are. It's not waxing way too eloquent about what I think about a game. My favorite thing is when we select a new game for our next week.
That's right. And it is that time where we randomly select the next game that we're going to be playing for the next 7 days, and the game that will be our 101st episode as we move into this new season and this next phase of New Game Plus. And randomizing now. For our 101st episode, we are going to be playing a game that came out in 1986 on the Famicom, but it came out just a year later on the Nintendo.
Okay.
It was developed and published by a little company that you might have heard of before named Nintendo.
We're on a great start. Okay. So we've hit every mark excellent so far.
It began a series that is beloved, and the game that we are going to be playing is an action-adventure video game called Metroid.
Wow.
What a humongous series to start this with. Hey, have y'all played the first one? Because I know Super Metroid is like the one that most people have played if they've played a Metroid. Have you played the first one?
I haven't. I'm familiar by association, but have not gotten to do this game yet. And so I'm super pumped.
Do you want to know something, Nolan?
Yeah, I want to know something.
I've never played a Metroid game.
Oh, wow.
There's one of them that's really super. You should check it out.
Well, this would be cool to start with this one then, and then you could play 2 and then Super Metroid.
Nintendo Power, Tom, ranked Metroid 11th on their list of best video games made on the Nintendo video game console. So it looks like we're going to have some quality to start with.
Yeah, I expect both of you to play through it all the way.
Well, play along with us. Send in your thoughts, your commentary, your opinions on the game to ngppodcast@gmail.com. And we'd love to include your thoughts as a part of the podcast next week. You can also check out our Discord.
Yeah. Go to Twitter and find a link to our Discord server. If you don't know what that is, it's a piece of software that is constantly improving, and video chat is coming very soon. We're excited. But that's where all of our community hangs out and talks about games. So we will be talking about Metroid and sharing Metroid music and memes and conversation. So come join us there.
Yeah, and thank you guys so much for joining us for our 100th episode. It's been fun celebrating some of our past and coming up with some different opinions on games that we've played before. We look forward to sharing with you our opinions and thoughts for the next 100 games we played. Thank you for those of you that have joined us this far. For those of you that are coming in the future but will be listening to this months or years from now, we welcome you to the New Game Plus family, and we thank you for being a part of what we're doing and for believing in this podcast. Until next time when we play Metroid, my name's Dustin.
I'm Kenny.
And I'm Nolan.
And this has been and will continue to forever be New Game Plus.